This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Well, we have some interesting folks here in the studio lounge this morning. Actually, John Ainsworth.
Hey, buddy.
How are you, John? From Bonafi, Member Pass. How are you?
We're doing great.
Good.
Glad to be back with everybody, see everybody in person.
Indeed.
Fortunate the mask mandate's off. So
yeah, that's really promises. Good news.
Yeah, awesome.
John Best, didn't get the memo about the mask mandate. He just decided to wear
it's
it over his eyes.
It's a different kind of mask.
Exactly.
Hey, the new virus could get in through your eyes. That's why I have something to block
out. Right.
You guys are all going to be, I don't even know what's going to happen.
All right. Well,
I think everybody grows tails with this new one. I'm not 100% sure, but not prehensile ones.
Seen that yet.
Just useless tails.
Okay.
But you got to cut a hole in your jeans for. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. Well,
I'll leave that alone. Keep
keep
that in the bubble.
TMI. All right. Well, and the gentleman wearing the reverse mask, the interesting mask, is John Best from Best Innovation Group. John, dare I say, how are you?
I am wonderful.
All right.
Happy to be here.
Good.
Decided that I didn't really want to go to conferences anymore, so I brought home with me.
There you go. Yeah, you can go to any conference on planet Earth.
I could just be happy. I'm sitting on the mountaintop. With George Harrison.
Oh, goodness gracious. Hey, before we get into what you guys are, because we're talking about the metaverse, obviously, today, and John's already there. So, but any takeaways from GAC this year? Because I know you guys were all over the place. Literally, the conference was right upstairs, right above us. So, John, takeaways?
I think, obviously, everything was digital. We kind of expected that.
Yeah.
I think what I didn't expect was the amount of discussion on crypto.
Oh, really?
You know, so this has been a journey for us for a while, 2017, 2018. We've been waiting.
Yeah.
I think this was the moment. So
right.
I think the epiphany and the light bulb going off. So that was the buzz and so many questions. And so that was nice, but I think that was kind of unexpected.
Yeah. Well, the gentleman right off camera right over there, Glenn Sarvati, had a crypto session. So we're going to be talking to him a little later today.
Yep.
So I'm really anxious to hear about it. John, what takeaways did you have?
Origins has a lot of money. That's what I decided. I think they built like a four-story booth. There was a hot tub. Did you get in the hot tub?
I did not get the hot tub. I missed that on that.
You have to
get invited to that.
You have to be special. You have to be special.
Was it a virtual hot tub or was it a real hot tub?
I'm not sure. I was wearing these the entire time.
Hot.
Maybe it wasn't actually a hot tub. I don't know. I just know that
it was really warm.
It was special.
No, I think I echo John's comments. It feels like this is the year, you know, NYDIG, everything is going on. It feels like this is the year that crypto is becoming more real for them.
Yep.
It's interesting because, you know, the huge crash we just had, and I told everybody, just wait until, sadly, what, you know, the events of the Ukraine and then what happens in Russia with the sanctions is going to drive people to crypto. And sure enough, that's exactly what we've seen.
It's going
above
back up.
45,000 as of probably this viewing.
Mm-hmm.
I could check. Hang on.
I thought it was up to 50. I heard, like, I saw 50.
Yeah, it's going to be higher than that because, one, the Russian banks are a problem, but don't forget the Ukraine banks too. People are afraid to keep their money in there,
mm-hmm.
because they're worried that, you know, when Russia takes over, they'll get into their banks. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
a problem that's been had in a lot of places like Venezuela, where the currency is not, you know, it's not good. It's not good, but thankfully they have somewhere to go. You know, they wouldn't have had this before. They'd have had to pack it in a suitcase and try to get across the border. So good for them.
The before we leave off on crypto, I don't know if you probably saw, we had an announcement with R3 and the Sandbox, and that was about actually bringing in credit unions with us and actually starting the development. So it's not just proof of concept
mm-hmm.
anymore. And JB is helping along with that.
This is a reality.
So it's getting real.
Yeah.
It's getting real.
How much crypto you got?
Huh?
You heard me. How much crypto you got?
I'm still working on that.
You see, so you don't love your kids. That's what
I do love my kids very, very much.
Then why do you not have some crypto hidden away for them?
I don't know.
I bet your kids have some crypto. I'll talk to them.
They probably do already.
Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
They're already in the metaverse Roblox.
I know they're in the Roblox.
Roblox is the junior metaverse.
Great transition.
Yeah.
Great transition.
Wasn't it?
That was good.
Well, we aims to please. So, let's dive into the metaverse, shall we?
Yeah.
John, there's probably a lot of people out there that have no clue what the metaverse is. Can you sum it up in like 30 seconds, if at all?
I'm going to let him go crazy.
I know.
I feel John, like people talk to me because I'm wearing this. I feel like
well, I'm coming back to you. I'm going to say it simplistically to where we can understand it, and then you're going to expand.
I'm going to blow it out of water.
The metaverse is just an extension. What started off as virtual reality, and that's why I'll start there and let it continue on. So that's the experience, and we've all talked about digital experience. That's not necessarily new, but what we're actually able to do with it in the actual experience, that's what new. Mm-hmm. And of course, Facebook's rebranding just kind of stimulated it. So again, it's just a journey and an extension. Okay. But so that digital experience where I can actually have that engagement that I would have with you and I, mm-hmm. but actually have that in kind of that digital experience. The first kind of metaverse, I look back at Star Wars, right, where they're broadcasting Prince Leia from, you know, R2-D2.
And hologram.
And the biggest joke I saw of the year is the little meme that says, hey, Leia, you're on mute. So it's kind of like the Zoom bomb of the year, right? But so it's not new. I think that just now we're starting to see it come to reality.
Yeah,
and I'll let you take off.
John, if you can sum it up in 33 seconds, that would be great.
So virtual reality was more of a gaming thing like Roblox, but what's happened is we've gone from permanence or impermanence to permanence. And what I mean by that is there was a time where it's like a game, right? When you play a video game, when you hit reset, everything goes back to where it was, mm-hmm. right? But that's not true in the real world unless you get up and put it all back to where
right.
it was, right?
Right.
But with the metaverse, now we're getting to this point where there's permanence, where a digital environment or a digital piece of property exists. And if I take and knock down these microphones mm-hmm. in the digital world, which this all looks like the digital world to me, then what happens is that microphone stays knocked down, you know?
Right.
So that permanence of where it is, and then you add into that permanence of venue, permanence of location, mm-hmm. Where now you could go to a specific place, just like you can go to a restaurant and it's kind of the same every time. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of what's happening, is that's getting built out and it's creating a new experience. So, and what's happened is, even though I'm holding these just for sort of effect, I don't need them anymore. I could just use my hands.
Okay.
And after a while, I think the big game changer is going to be Apple. Apple's going to release, and we've all seen the rumors of it, the Apple Glass, but or whatever they're going to call it, mm-hmm. iView, I don't know. But when that comes out, then as John mentioned, it's going to go from virtual reality to augmented reality, which is kind of Pokemon Go. Do your kids play Pokemon Go?
They know of it, but they don't.
Right, you won't let them.
They're still in Roblox.
You got them locked down.
They're in Roblox.
Roblox, but in Roblox is going to be AR as well.
Oh, I believe
where
that.
You know, you're going to walk in someplace. It's going to be the Minority Report, sort of, but mm-hmm. even more extensive than that. So when those devices come out, there's going to be an expectation of consumers that we've adopted it. It goes back to that change that we've talked about often, where in the 70s, 80s, and even a little bit in the 90s, business technology was driving consumer technology. But that has been reversed. And so consumer technology drives business, mm-hmm. and it's folks like Apple with the concept of I'm not going to ask the customers what they want. I'm going to give them what I think they need, mm-hmm. and it's the whole Henry Ford faster horse quote. You know, if I had asked the customers what they wanted, they would have said a faster horse.
Yeah, faster horse, right. Well, even Steve Jobs is all about that. He said they don't know what they need until they need it.
Right, and it's true. I mean, I think there's a twist to that in that you build it, and then once people understand it, then you go ask them how to make it better, which is definitely the Apple.
Oh, completely.
Yeah, they don't ever go right into a market. So what I'm wearing, actually, is a Oculus Quest 2, which there was a little company that built something called a Rift, which was VR, and Facebook bought them very, very early. And they started developing on it, because I think that they realized that, you know, as nice as a wall is to get together with people and see pictures of your family and exchange things, wouldn't it be better if we could literally be sitting here together?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, you know, I think once we go from VR, which is this enclosed world,
mm-hmm.
the next step is AR, like the Pokemon Go, where you're seeing things here.
Right, right.
And then the next step is XR. And what XR is going to do is marry all of those things together, where you could be in the virtual version of it, a digital twin of mm-hmm. the room that we're in,
mm-hmm.
and I could be sitting here as that hologram, and you get to see me as that, but I'm at home with these on, and I see you in the environment, but I also am in a digital environment.
permanence versus impermanence.
Did you get all that?
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about this? So every year I come up with a word, right? The one word that kind of signals what the opportunity would be. That convergence is my word for this year.
I would say, yeah.
That's
great. And you look back, it was 3-4 years ago as we were talking about the fourth industrial revolution and what was coming in, the combination of all these. And so now you're seeing, what does it have when you put all these together? And so DeFi was also a popular word, right? So that's the new word. Well, that's blockchain, that's crypto, that's smart contracts, all these building blocks. And then it ends up being an experience. And so you're hearing terms now. We've been working on quantum. He's been working more on quantum, but for a year and a half or whatever. And now you're already hearing the kind of implementation of that. So 5G, quantum, all these things that accelerate, that just fuels the experience. So, and it's coming fast, faster than what we think.
Let's connect the dots here to credit unions, to financial institutions. Yep. So we're all here at the GAC. Seen it all. We're back in person, which is great. John can be anywhere on planet Earth wearing those. Right. He doesn't have to be in person. But so let's bring it to the credit union perspective. Connect the dots there. So what does it mean for credit unions?
So first of all, credit unions are somewhat limited today in terms of their experience with their members, right? Typically branch, some have ITMs or whatever. This opens up the entire universe. There are no boundaries. So you think about the charters of federal, state, there is no geographic boundaries in the metaverse. And so one, in terms of how I reach my members and the way I engage my members, that creates a really different opportunity in terms of experience.
Yeah.
The second part in terms of, financial cooperative, right, the definition of what we're kind of are, that cooperative moment, because everybody that's in there is really interesting, right? So everything's just expanded. And so I think the opportunity for credit unions is almost kind of a reset of how do I engage my members? The second I would say is, we're all talking about youth. We're all talking about young professionals. All of our kids are in gamification. They spend so much time. They're not going to want to break what they've been doing for 4 or 5 years in that gamification virtual world and then go to a physical branch and then try. It's just not going to
happen. Yeah, I can totally see
that. So if you're preparing for your next level membership, and there was a lot of conversation, how do I attract youth? They're not coming to you. You got to go to them.
And it's very interactive because I watch my girls play Roblox all the time. Yep. And it's very, obviously, it's very interactive. They can have their friends on there and they're all talking at the same time. It's a very social experience, actually. Yep. And that's how I see the metaverse going. And John, I'm gonna come to you on this one. John B, that is. John. So, hey, I'm going to play.
It's called VJB.
Okay, VJB. All right.
It's his avatar.
Wow. Create a record brand or something on that. So good stuff. Well, that's another project for later down the road. But I'm going to play devil's advocate here because you recently had Ron Shevlin on the Digital Town Hall, and he brought up the point, why would I want a bank in the metaverse? Why would I want to go do my financial stuff in the metaverse? I can already do it on my phone. I can do it online. What's your take on that?
So I'll start off from the caveman days. In the caveman days, I'm sure that someone said, why do I need to go trade rocks at Bob's house? I could trade rocks here. But there was value to having a branch that was secure to hold money.
Right.
And so it evolved into a branch. Now, about then is when John steps in, when they get to the first branch in, I think, 1867 or so. And John is, at that point, a young spry teller with his white wig and all the stuff there. And they come to him and go, hey, You're probably going to want to do this on a computer at your house. And John says, why would anybody ever want a computer at their house? And he has a friend named Bill. And they told Bill the same thing. You know Bill.
Gates. Good guy.
Yeah. And so then everybody got the computers and went, this is heaven. I don't have to go to the branch. And everybody said, yeah, but they're going to run it on your phone. And everybody said, why would you ever want to bank on your phone?
I actually remember that.
Yeah, right.
And I remember people like, whoa, right, that's scary.
And now here we are with this very immersive environment. And it's all about just banking anywhere that you want to bank. And so your kids are into that. And why are they there? It's because their friends are there. It's because that's the environment. But like everything else, you get old, you don't understand it, and you don't get the presence of it. You don't understand. Like the other day, I saw. Have you seen these Fortnite concerts? Mm-mm. You should grab one and throw a video of it. It's ridiculous. Fortnite has people using this.
Yeah.
There are tens and 50,000 people there watching bands play.
Really?
Oh, it's crazy. Actual concerts.
Wow.
And so I think that experiential learning is really important. I love Ron. Let me start there. Ron's my one. I'm actually.
Yeah, I think he was just throwing that out there too, just to kind of.
And we talked about
that
discussion, right?
Yeah. But and he's, you know, his point was, and yes, if I go look at what J.P. Morgan did, yeah, I don't need any branches with tigers, but that's not what we built. And I'll tell you that the final piece of it, a virtual world is you know ultimately, you know, completely interchangeable. It can change on a dime.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So if we're going to have all these virtual worlds, like we talked about the sandbox, that's a big one, Decentraland. Does every Creighton want to go buy property in Decentraland or sandbox? Probably not. It's expensive. It's a lot of money. What's cool about a virtual world is something like the Meta branch is it can be one branch that supports every credit union. Just like your kids, they can click a button and everything just goes whoosh.
Right, right.
And it's all something right. different. Right? You could be in, you know, Suncoast branch like that, and you could be looking at all of their sales. You could virtually look at a car.
Mm-hmm.
You could see every detail of a car, and you could be walked through it like it's real.
Mm-hmm.
You could learn things about a car that you would never find out from the salesman, because
mm-hmm.
it's got little thought bubbles and exactly where everything is. And then, if you really want to see that drivetrain, if you're like John and you want to know it, you can click a button and literally just move it out so you can say, yeah, I can see why that's different yeah. than, say, this other car.
Mm-hmm. Metacar.
So that's going to be, you know, the future. But the real piece of it is the VR piece is going to lead to the AR piece, as I mentioned. That's the Pokemon kind mm-hmm. of thing, where mm-hmm. things exist in both worlds, which then leads to the XR piece.
So it sounds like we're in like phase one of this.
We are.
It sounds like
we're early. Right. And that's where Ron and I had a little bit of a difference of opinion when he said, I don't think credit unions that got into the internet or missed the internet, I don't think it hurt them. I think that maybe it didn't, you know, I think his summation was it didn't hurt them from a financial standpoint, but I think it may have hurt them in their soul, in their credit union soul. And what I mean by that is their culture,
mm-hmm.
where if you're not embracing this stuff, I think there's an undercurrent, a trickle effect that says, like, if I'm a young guy and I go to work at some place, and I'm into this, and I go, no one here even knows what this is, I think I'm going to pick a different place to work because I don't feel like I'll fit
right,
in.
Right, right, right.
And so that leads to not having people understand that in your staff, mm-hmm. which leads to, I think, stagnation. Like for example, you know, I often ask, this is a question you've heard me ask different CEOs this, can you tell me how many people on your staff use your digital products? And a lot of people can't, but how can you sell something you don't use?
That you're not using, yeah.
I want to take a different step on this.
Okay.
So, you know, man, history of payments, right? So mm-hmm. exchange of commerce. And one, I would argue, they're already being impacted, right? So, you know, credit unions, they take deposits and they lend money, right? So if you look at what's going on the deposit side, and we've had a lot of conversations, there's already money going into it, currencies with exchange of value, right? So we've gone through M-commerce, right? So call this B-commerce for the sake. It's an exchange of value, right? So if I see Adidas in the metaverse, and I want to get a pair of Adidas, and I wave my hand, and it's a contactless transaction, well, what was the payment transaction?
Right,
There is a financial institution
mm-hmm,
behind that.
Mm-hmm.
So this top of wallet thing that we keep talking about, I don't know what you call top of wallet in the virtual
industry. Top of app.
Top of app, right?
Top of VR.
VR, right? So, but the point being is it's a financial transaction, right? And with that comes the same things we always talk about. It's our member, they trust us. We want to make sure that it's a safe and secure experience. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure they have all the availabilities of any other experience. So I would mm-hmm. argue there's already the impact.
Yeah.
And we've been called crazy before, so this is yet again. So, but when you start thinking about the stage and how fast these things, I mean, it's commerce. And for the, you know, our members that want to exchange commerce, they're going to do it somewhere. And DeFi is mm-hmm. an example of that, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that's, for me, it's the technology part that creates the opportunity and need. And then the payment part, that's when the financial institution comes in.
And that brings me back again to Roblox.
Yeah.
And Howard, there's a thing called Robux that they earn in there.
Right.
And they use that to buy stuff.
It's
and so
royalty.
I'm getting what
but
you're just saying.
Royalty. But there's a huge problem with Roblox. Huge. And it's scary for your kids.
What's that?
John solves. Oh, I'm sorry. I call him VJA. That's that that person who's living in that other robot avatar. We can't be sure they're kid. We got to make sure.
That's the sketchy thing.
And that's the member pass part.
Yeah, that's the digital ID.
So if you're an avatar.
Yeah.
So who does the KYC assurance on you? If you're Gigantor and you're in these virtual games, like, okay, so who knows that Mike's Mike? And then more importantly, who's protecting Mike now from all of that information?
Right, right.
So that kind of fits it all together. So, yeah.
Which segues to my next question. I'm going to kind of wrap it up here because I know you guys got stuff to do and got interviews coming up. But what are you guys doing in the metaverse? Obviously, the meta branch, you got the digital ID.
Right.
So I assume you guys are bringing that together.
Right.
And here we go. We're off
to
the races.
I'm going to let you go first.
You know, I think there's sort of three concepts here. One is sort of, as I mentioned before, it's always good to play. So what we're working on is John, always, I love his name for this, it's a research to action project, right? Let's see what it's like, let's build something, let's learn what the constraints are, let's learn what the opportunities are. Let's marry it to the obvious technology, which is member pass and payments. Let's experiment. See what it's like to do a virtual loan. And by that, I don't mean a loan on a virtual asset.
Right.
I mean a loan in the virtual world for something real.
Okay.
You know, let's experiment with what those interactions are. Let's learn what the tools are, what the ingredients are, you know, what to paint with, what works, what doesn't work. And as that evolves, we'll be ready and have some understanding of what could be out there and what the opportunities are.
Okay, John.
I think for us, what we're building is kind of the new evolution of shared services. And so the reason why we're in that now for the research to action is, okay, when I have the ability to have this kind of multiple partners, multiple exchanges, it's a new shared economy. So that for us is important now, and that's kind of what we're testing out. The second part is the developers of this, right? So the communities that John in, these guys are wicked smart and they're wicked fast. They have no understanding of commerce. And so being ingrained in that and kind of the research to action, I think that helps us hopefully have, when it does come to mainstream and commercialization, it won't be, okay, great, now I have to go build the other piece.
Right.
So that's the combination. So research to action, but it's fun, but I think there's value in it.
A lot. Is this the, is this like...
By the way, he's outsold PS5s.
Oh, I believe
and
it.
And Xboxes
I
last
believe
Christmas.
It. Right. Yeah, especially during the pandemic. People were all all over that. But my last question here is, this sounds like a virtual version of shared branching. I mean, where everybody kind of
right
shares
you're on the, right
the same kind
but
of house,
one,
so to speak.
One that's updated, that reduces the adversarial issues, that reduces that by using smart contracts, by using all these incredible new tools that we have. Imagine, you know, updating that whole system so that every credit union in America could represent every credit union in America, and they don't just have to be altruistic to do it, that they can all, you know, make from doing that. If you can't make a loan for the person sitting in front of you, or maybe they can't join, some other credit union in the system could have them join.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could service them in a way that you've never been able to do before.
Indeed. All right, last question, or the call to action question here. Where do folks go and find out more information on this stuff? Because I think there's a lot of people out there that are just trying to grasp, they're grasping at straws, basically, but where can we get some solid information on this type of stuff?
Well, I think technology-wise, JB can, like, overload you with information on kind of what's going on in the digital land.
Two places.
Okay.
Metabranch.ai.
Okay.
Simple enough, just put your email in. Mm-hmm. The second place for the crypto side is cucrypto.report.
Got it. Okay.
The first one is just going to put you on a mailing list. If you're interested in this, we'll start sending out kind of what we're doing. The second one, actually, we're collecting information, anonymous information, no member information, about your members using crypto, and we're going to put all that together and produce a report. So if you go to cucrypto.report, and all you got to do is put your email in, we'll send you the report information, what you need to run it, if you're a correlation, if you're on Scimitar, we have all that figured out.
Okay.
We'll hand it to you. All we want is the data back, and we will give you a free copy of that report.
Right on.
And you'll be participating.
Right on.
Again, just learning.
And John, for you, Bonafide.com and MemberPass.com as well.
Correct.
To get that stuff?
Correct.
Okay, cool.
And those are also on Big Dash FinTech.
Okay, got it, got it. All right, gentlemen, well...
No, that's BJB. That's my name. Try again.
BJB.
Yeah.
V VJA.
There you go.
We got it. All right. We are in the metaverse on a Wednesday morning. What a way to start the
before
day.
Before coffee.
Exactly.
The VJs and their VJs, sir.
And there I always said that this GAC was going to be like a GAC unlike any other. And this proves it right here.
Here we are.
This is the new GAC right here in front of us. All right, guys. Well, thanks again. Appreciate it. John, have one last thing you want to say?
I was just playing darts.
Oh, you're playing darts in there. Okay.
Some friends.
Multitasking in the multiverse or the metaverse. Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks again. Appreciate it. Always a mind-blowing interview for a Wednesday morning. Well done, lads. Good job.
Great to see you.
There they are. Dynamic duo. Doing it all virtually.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.